Winning Soweto Gospel Choir. Tuesday, November 25th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Soweto Gospel Choir and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On.
You're on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
One of the true pioneers of our industry, Ronnie Prophet.
I'm the Phantom of the Opera. I discovered all the stars, my friend. I am the spirit of country music. Keep his cards and letters coming in. And sometimes out in public, you get too bold and I say, not now, baby. Back in love by Monday, we can go our separate ways. If we're not back in love by Monday.
Well, good morning to each and every one of you in downtown Kingston, listening area, the Way Back with Johnny show. This here's your old host with the most country mash music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a 3 hour celebration to the life and memories of Ronnie Prophet, the true entertainer's entertainer. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane into the old Hawkesbury area and also Branson, Missouri, as we pay tribute to a true entertainer's entertainer here on CFRC 1019 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and good morning.
Around when the mill shuts down, you can see what chivalry means. Let's steal away in the noonday sun. It's time for a summertime.
Ronnie Prophet was born the day after Christmas in Hawkesbury, Ontario, and grew up on his family's farm near Calumet, Quebec. Influenced by his famous cousin Orville Prophet, he started singing at 7 years old and was playing guitar at 10. Early on, Ronnie played on live radio in Ottawa with the Happy Wanderers and was a regular performer in the clubs of Montreal. He has been dubbed by his peers as the entertainer's entertainer. Chet Atkins has called his show the greatest one-man show I have ever seen. He's a showman, a gentleman, a true Canadian treasure.
Well, good morning to each and every one of you in downtown Kingston listening area, the Way Back with Johnny show. This here is your old host with the most country rush music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite you in to a Way Back show this morning dedicated to the life and the memories of none other than Ronnie Prophet, the great prophet of country music, as they often called him, or also the entertainer's entertainer. I'd also like to invite y'all here to the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where this is recorded weekly. We can also be heard over CFRC 119 FM from the heart of Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, and also our home on the internet at www.oshawarocks.com. Today, I will be remembering the music and the career of the man we know as the prophet of country music, Ronnie Prophet, who was born Ronald Lawrence Victor Prophet on December 26, 1937 in Hawkesbury. Growing up in the area of Calumet, Quebec, as well as having his ties to the mighty Ottawa Valley, Ronnie would go on to become a much sought after and respected icon in country music. It should also be made mention that Ronnie Prophet was inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame in 1999, and the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame way back in 1985. Ronnie sadly passed away, yes, on March 2nd, 2018, in his adopted state of Florida, where he called home for many years. But we might hope to shine the light on this legendary icon of both American and Canadian country music. And a very fitting song, we're going to open up today's program with none other than the first family of the Ottawa Valley country music legends. That, of course, is the family Brown and their classic called The Pioneers. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic live version of Ronnie's classic called Way On Down. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world.
Tommy sang about a traveling man
And now, here's the host of Grand Ole Country, Ronnie Proffitt.
Hey, you're getting closer. The lights are growing dim. The sound of your breathing has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome you all back in following those opening songs. I'd also like to once again send out some special dedications to my very special friends and family out there today listening in. First, there'll be a song going out to my beloved Mama Dawn, who celebrated her birthday last weekend on Saturday. And for her, it's going to be a song that Ronnie Proffitt recorded his own version of many years ago called Roses for Mama. Then we'll follow with a song going out in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willoughby, as he was often referred to here on the show. It'll be a tribute song that Ronnie did many years ago in memory of his father, who passed away when Ronnie was just a young lad, and it's going to be the song called My Dad. And then we'll wrap up our dedications, our first dedications for today, with a song going out to Bob Gardner of Niagara Falls, Ontario, who knew the Proffitt family over the years and was the official photographer for the Ronnie Proffitt show back in the day. With that, it'll be an early influence to Ronnie Proffitt, and that, of course, is his cousin, Orville Proffitt. And good to be back home again. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Well, I had 2 weeks vacation coming, so I thought I'd drive down to Florida, spend some time with an old friend, date a few girls, make a few parties, and just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car, and then I called my mom in Tennessee and told her what I planned to do. She said, son, you coming by? And I said, Mom, I'm really pushed for time, but I'll see you in a week or two. Now, I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered today's Mama's birthday. Well, I thought, I'll just stop and wire some flowers. Shouldn't take too long, then I'll be on my way. So I walked in the flower shop, and the first thing I saw was this little boy with his eyes full of tears. I said, what's wrong, son? He said, Mama loves roses, and today's her birthday, and I haven't seen her in almost a year.
Roses for Mama, today's her birthday. Roses for Mama, today's her birthday.
He said, I live with Grandma now, but I promised Mama some roses, because I talk to her all the time. I wanted to give her 5, because that's how old I am. But the lady said I couldn't buy him with just a dime. Well, the little fella's story kinda touched my heart. So I told the lady to give him what he wanted and charge it to me. Then I told her I needed to wire a dozen roses to my mama up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. I looked around and the little boy was gone. But all of a sudden, the door flew open and he came running back in. He said, "Mister, I forgot to thank you for the roses." He smiled and shook my hand and ran back out again. Well, I started out of town and I was feeling real proud of myself, thinking of my mama and really caring. When I looked out the window and I saw that same little boy kneeling by a grave in an old cemetery, I stopped my car and walked over to where the little boy was kneeling down. And he smiled up at me and said, "This is where my mama stays." She says, "Thank you for the pretty roses." Well, that's when I had to walk away. Then I drove straight back to that flower shop and I said, "Lady, have you sent those flowers to Tennessee?" She said, "No, not yet." I said, "Well, never mind. I'll just take them back with me." the robin sings, get ready for the springtime, where summer means the smell of new mown hay, where the winter snow means the fireplace will be glowing, and to its crackling melody I hear me say, the handle on the pump don't work too well, the crops grow kind of thin, the wood floor creaks and the shingle roof leaks, but it's good to be home again. But I can talk with the old folks in the evening, and the children's laughter brightens every dawn, where the preacher comes to dinner every Sunday and tells the prayers he prayed while I was gone. The handle on the pump don't work too well, the crops grow kind of thin, the wood floor creaks and the shingle roof leaks, but it's good to be home again. Yes, sir, back home where I can taste my mama's cooking every evening. I can walk with Dad to the fields where I used to play, where I can sit with the loved ones around the table in the evening and wait for Dad to bless the meal and to hear him say, the handle on the pump don't work too well, the crops grow kind of thin, the wood floor creaks and the shingle roof leaks, but it's good to be home again. The handle on the pump don't work too well, the crops grow kind of thin, the wood floor creaks and the shingle roof leaks, but it's good to be home again.
Hello friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to send out some special dedications and some songs out to the Ottawa Valley area of Ontario. With that, we're going to pay tribute to some great songs here of the Ottawa Valley legends. First of all, I would like to send out a song to Wayne Rostad and all his friends, and especially also to Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chbisky in Eganville, Ontario. For them, it's going to be a song by Wayne Rostad that he recorded many years ago. I think it was 1970s to be exact, and it's going to be an all-time classic called Christmas in the Valley. This coming December, I also understand that Wayne has a lineup of Christmas in the Valley shows coming up, so I hope to take part in our Cornwall, Ontario one. And with that, it's going to be that all-time classic called Christmas in the Valley. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my good friends Vic and Linda May Garbutt in Iron Prairie, Ontario. For them, it'll be a song by Dave Sorrell, and the song is called The Sunnydale Caretakers. Just a reminder, Vic has a wonderful show every Sunday evening over CJHR Valley Heritage Radio 7 to 10. And then we'll wrap up this set with a song going out to my good buddy in Brockville, Ontario. It'll be a song that he recorded live on one of his old radio shows many years ago called Christmas Time is A-Comin'. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in the Ottawa Valley, and also good day to the Valley. Welcome in, friends, and happy.
Sleigh bells ringing in the snow, kissing me the mistletoe, out in the barn Christmas in the valley, and soon beneath the Christmas tree, we'll gather with our family, love in perfect harmony,
Christmas in the valley. Christmas in the valley.
Things they wanted to say have all now open spoken without any words as they waltz their old life away. And they twirl and whirl across the sunny hill floor to the sound of Mackie's band. And they'll always remember that night in September when they danced to the Lake Dory Waltz. When they danced to the Lake Dory Waltz.
Always in the window, Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', and I know I'm going home.
That river, that mighty river, that rolling river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River is my home.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our program this morning. With that mentioned, we have a very special interview from 2019, some years ago, and an interview that I got to do back then with Glory Ann Prophet of Glory Ann and Ronnie Prophet fame. With that mentioned, I was very close to Ronnie over the years, back when I was a child, and with that, we also became friends, our family, and the Prophets, and this is going be a first interview that I got to do in 2019, shortly following the passing of Ronnie. With that shared, this will be a real treat for all the fans out there. Enjoy the early days of my career and also the legendary Ronnie Prophet and Glory Ann Prophet. With that mentioned, I would like to follow this interview with a song by Glory Ann and Ronnie called You and I Are Stereo. With that, here's my first interview with none other than Miss Glory Ann from 2019. Miss Glory Ann Prophet Carrier.
Thank you, Johnny. Nice to talk to you.
So Ronnie was born in 1937 near Hawkesbury, Ontario. What was his childhood like?
Well, Actually, he was born in Hawkesbury because they didn't have a hospital in Calumet and in Grenville. So he told me, I can only go by what his writings and what he told me.
Okay.
He had a very happy childhood, other than the fact his father died when he was 7 years old. And even to the day, you know, and when he was in his 70s, he always said, you know, I really miss not having a dad. Thought about it a lot, and he missed that, where he'd see families. Although he didn't dwell on anything negative for too long. But his dad was sick, but he loved his dad, and was very proud of the fact that he used to play fiddle, and dad was very considerate, very... a good businessman. He was very cautious about spending money foolishly. He didn't do that. If people needed money, they were a lot of transients, and they'd come by for some money or food. He'd give them a job for a while and pay them, and then they'd be on their way. So that's how they got most of the hired men that they had on the farm. So, so Ronnie was a pretty happy guy. He started out being pretty fearless. He told me when he was 6 years old, he was walking the top of the barn roof, and he loved John Prophet. They were right from the time they were little guys, they began their friendship and Dougie Trenier. And they used to go hunting and get on the horseback, and he said he'd leave Friday and come back Monday, and when he was around 12.
Well, yes.
But all in all, he was happy. He was full of mischief, from what I understand, and, you know, had no fear. And that kind of just went on into his adult life. He didn't like school much because he had to work hard on the farm. To help with the milking after his dad died, he'd have to help the hired man. And so once he started playing out when he was, 16 and start playing bars, and then come home at 2 and then have to be up at 5 to go to work in the barn and milk the cows that they had and do all the other stuff that entailed with farm, with pigs and chickens and stuff. He said he was glad to go to school to get some sleep. He would be tired, and he was not much of a sportsman. He played guitar, and as he said on one of the videos that's online, where he said he played guitar at recess and that he had the girls all crowded around him, and he liked that a lot.
So who was responsible for getting Ronnie into the country music scene? Was Orville Prophet part of this?
Yeah, Orville was a hero of Ronnie's. Admired him because Orville was so unique. He had the most unique voice. In fact, I don't know if you know it, but Waylon Jennings said that Orville was one of his favorite singers. But Ronnie, when he went to the Bahamas and when he worked down in Montreal, he was pretty pop. You know, he did a lot of the pop stuff and some of his earlier records, which I'm having transferred.
Oh, yes.
There's some really neat stuff that he did, which is pretty incredible because it doesn't really sound like him. But he did country. He did he didn't fit into a bag.
Okay.
Ted Atkins had once told him, he said, Ronnie, he said, you are so talented, and I'd like to record you, but I don't know what to do with you. He said, I don't know which avenue to pursue, because he did so many different things. You know, he was an impersonator and great guitar player. But I'm listening some of the stuff from the 60s and 70s. I mean, I think, and I'm only repeating what others have said, basically for his time, he was a genius at what he did. And I don't think he realized it. And even now I look and look at some of the write-ups and listen to some of his stuff. And I think maybe, and I feel bad because I don't think even I appreciated some of the things that he was doing way back then. Because over the years, his style changed. He became more country when he went to Nashville. Yeah, but if you listen to his recordings like Sanctuary and Holiday in L.A.,
yes,
they were progressive, yeah.
So if I may ask you a personal question, how did you and Ronnie meet and then marry?
Well, we knew each other in the industry. I would run into him at telethons, and it was, hi, hello, how are you, nice to see you, and that stuff, and award functions. I was pretty intimidated because he was always on. He was always telling jokes and cracking jokes and kidding people and not maliciously making fun of people.
No.
But he did it,
comedic.
He was so, when I got to tour as an opening act in 1981, I was pretty intimidated. I hardly knew the man. Penny and I ran to him backstage in Toronto, and he was doing a benefit. He was doing an auction benefit, and he was just a guest to come on and auction some items. And when he came down, he shook my hand and gave me a hug, and he said, Glorianne, nice to have you on the tour. And he said, bus leaves at 8 o'clock. If you're not there, you'll have to find your own way to the next gig. And, well, we'll see you in Swift Current. And that was it. And I thought, wow, you know, that was pretty brutal. But anyway, I had no problem. I was, I had alarm clock. And anyway, getting to know Ronnie on the tour, because he seemed, I think it isn't any hidden secret that Ronnie was pretty, he was a smart aleck.
Yes, okay.
Put it was. He could be a smart aleck. And so once I saw him on tour, I thought, man, this guy's really kind and gentle and caring. He was just like a mother hen. If I can make an analogy with the band, and he wanted efficiency, and when it was time to do shows, there was no funny business, no drinking or anything like that. But he, you know, he'd take the band out after, and we'd go out for a late night snack or late night, you know, whoever, if they were really hungry, we'd go to Chinese food.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes everybody, the band, everybody, the crew, would all go to a lounge or bar, and sometimes they would jam, sometimes we'd all play pool. And I saw how he treated the people, and I thought, man, he's really a really kind, gentle-hearted person when you got past the show business part. So we became friends, kept running into each other in the next year, and we started doing some duets for fun, and our voices worked, we blended, and so we started recording. And the friendship eventually, both of us, you know, were going through divorces, and eventually our friendship turned into, you know, a romantic relationship.
Ronnie also starred in one of the most successful television series in Canada.
Well, he started out working summer replacement for Tommy Hunter. Yeah, he started working with CBC, and he had a couple of summers placement, and then I'm not sure exactly how the connection came with CTV, whether somebody from Cy True or someone gave him an offer to move over to the other side to have his own series. And of course, having a series with 26 shows and then have a repeat for another 26 was a lot more than a few summer replacements. So he moved over, and Grand Ole Country turned into, I think the last year was the Ronnie Profit Show for 7 years. He had a good run with it, and it was a great show, and it was a nice compliment. Tommy's show was great, you know, different. It wasn't exactly, but it was the other. They needed that because they didn't have much for country entertainers on television.
And you and Ronnie officially retired back in 2015 when Ronnie's health turned to the worst. Would you tell us about those last years?
Well, I didn't realize that he, you know, was becoming more tired, and that had to do with the heart issue that he had. He had a heart attack and two stents. The amazing thing was, even after he had the heart attack and was confirmed, and we were on tour with the Canadian Snowbird Association and Medipack in Canada, and it's one of those miracles because we had a doctor, Bob, and his wife were on tour with us, and he said, Ronnie, I think you've got some heart issues, and so he took Ronnie to a cardiologist that he knew in the town, and sure enough, once they did some tests, he said, you've had a major heart attack, and so they wanted to send him to the hospital right away, and Ronnie says, no, I got a show to do, and he said, I've taken an aspirin, I feel good, I'm going to go and do the show. We were all kind of backstage watching what was going to happen and just panicking, kind of like what knuckled, and he didn't move a whole lot like he normally did, but he was great, he was funny, I shouldn't say never heard, but his playing, everything just was probably one of the best shows on the tour that he did.
Okay.
And he packed up his guitar, and we took him to the hospital, and he was admitted, and the next day the ambulance took him to Toronto for heart procedure with two stents. And so we continued to do shows. In 2013 I had a heart attack, so that kind
knocked
him back again. And as time went on, he was slowing down, and he said, you know what, I've played guitar all my life. He said, I think I'd just like to play for myself now and for his friends. He'd jam, you know, in the neighborhood. But after he had his pacemaker put in January of 2017, things really started to escalate. And then he ended up with bouts of pneumonia. And it was rough. Doesn't matter whether it's your mom or your brother or your husband, especially a spouse, because we did everything together, went everywhere together. When I was cooking, he'd be in the kitchen and see me cutting something up, and he'd say, here, let me do that. You're going to cut yourself. It was kind of funny, but I'd say, okay, sure. I mean, he was always helpful and considerate. And
yeah. Now, I do want to ask one personal question, and that's about his funeral, if I may ask. I don't want to get you upset.
If I can answer it, I will.
Okay. He was my father, myself and my mother, who were attending that day in Hawkesbury and Greenville, Quebec, were amazed how, after all the fame and fortune he had, he came back to the hills of Ontario.
Yeah, I mean, he and John, I have to look at when he and John Prophet bought burial plots a long time ago. John, and we hadn't talked very much about it, but he went and bought burial plots, and so did John, and they had the little cornerstones done, and that, you know, I never really paid a whole lot of attention. I said, okay, he said he wanted to be buried married, he loved that area.
Yes.
He just thought it was the most beautiful area. He liked being in where he was. It just wasn't a place to live, to be in the business that he was in, the music business. He loved living in Nashville. And then when we moved to Branson, that was, you know, he just loved Branson. It was like a little town. He knew everybody, and everybody knew him. And he'd go for breakfast at Kmart and with a bunch of locals and wear bib coveralls and doing lots of gardening and landscaping. He loved riding his tractor. He said that's where he did his thinking, but he'd always say, look at those hills, look at those trees, aren't they beautiful? Yeah, he had a very deep appreciation of nature. And
it was just fitting that he came home. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today, Glorianne, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Thank you, Johnny, and I sure do appreciate it. And anyway, you take care. Life is precious, and we certainly don't know what tomorrow will bring, so.
That's for sure.
And enjoy the day.
Better days to come, Glorianne. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm caught in your satin, your night and I'm day. Two people couldn't be any different than we are in every way.
I'm bright like your country night, your TV, I'm radio. But when it comes to good loving, you and I are stereo. You and I are stereo. When we turn the lights down low,
no one could do it any better.
Enough to melt the falling snow. You tune me in, you turn me on. Reception's clear, the static's gone. In perfect time, the music flows. You and I are stereo.
You can do no wrong.
'Cause when it comes to making music, darling, don't you know, you and I are stereo. When we turn the lights down low,
no one could do it any better.
Enough to melt the falling snow. You tune me in, you turn me on. Reception's clear, the static. In perfect time, the music flows. You and I are stereo. In perfect time, the music flows. 'Cause you and I are stereo.
Morning and hear my radio. Come to life with music from my favorite bluegrass show.
Howdy, friends and listeners, this here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sis. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance, that's until June 1st to 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Music. It's the only drug I use. Well, yes, friends, following that first interview from 2019 with our good friend Glorianne Prophet Carrier, we are once again back here this morning, and it's that time to share a very special archived recording from the vinyl collection on the Way Back with Johnny show. And with that mentioned, I would like to first open the vinyl vault door.
Now that Vinyl Vault door is wide open, I'd like to turn back the years to 1970s, when Ronnie was really doing a lot of his big hits, and he did two cover songs from a couple of albums back in the day that I've got on vinyl here. It's going to be, first of all, an all-time classic called Nothing Sure Look Good On You, and then we'll follow with If We're Not Back In Love By Monday. With that, I would like to welcome you all back in and say we'll be back following this. Send us into the second hour. Welcome in, friends.
Pasture in a mansion on the hill, with a flashy foreign car to drive and lots of time to kill. And Lord, my mind keeps on remembering nothing sure looked good on you. You said you needed simple things that I had plenty of. And through the days of dark and lean, we could always live on love. His style of life, he lured you, and you could not refuse. But when we were down to nothing, nothing sure looked good on you. When you hung the moon in Paris, it was carried on the news, and I heard you laughed your cares away on a Caribbean cruise. You were always one for dreaming. Now your dreams can all when we were down to nothing, nothing sure looked good on you. You said you needed simple things that I had plenty of. And through the days of dark and lean, we could always live on love. Style of life, he lured you, and you could not refuse. But when we were down to nothing, nothing sure looked good on you. But when we were down to nothing, nothing sure looked good on you. And call Mrs. Johnson to keep the kids a day or two. Take the early flight to Florida, just the way we used to do. Have room service bring us breakfast. Make love all through the day. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate ways. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can't say we didn't try. But before we bury our love, let's make sure we've let it die. Sleep a few more nights.
we could find that little cafe with the funny sounding name. Get the table by the window, I'll say I love you once again. If the violin player's still there, we'll dance until the break of day. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate ways. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can't say we didn't try. But before we bury our love, let's make sure we've let it die. Sleep a few more nights together, say the things we used to say. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate ways.
Well, yes, it's once again that time in the program where we have reached the end of the first hour here this morning. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to a couple of gospel favorites as we send us into the second hour here. With that mentioned, it must be made clear that Ronnie Prophet was a big fan of the legendary Chester Chet Atkins, who, like Ronnie, was a good and some may say an amazing guitar player, very much rubbing off on Ronnie's own style of guitar playing. With that, it's going to be an all-time classic hymn by Chet Atkins called Take My Hand, Precious Lord. Then we'll send us into the top of the second hour with Ronnie Prophet once again and his all-time classic cover of the old Stuart Hamblin song called This Old House. With that, I would like to say that I hope to visit with y'all on the other side of the second hour, and good morning, friends out there in radio world. Welcome in.
This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to hold the hinges. No mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is a getting shaky. This old house is a getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. On my knees I'm a getting chilly, but I feel no fear nor pain, 'cause I see an angel peeking through the broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to hold the hinges. No mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is afraid of thunder. This old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is a-getting feeble. This old house is a-needing paint. Just like me, it's a-tuckered out, but I'm a-getting ready to meet the saints. This old hound dog lies a-sleeping. He don't know I'm a-gonna leave. He'd wake up by the fireplace and he'd sit there and howl and grieve. But my hunting days are over. Ain't gonna hunt that coon no more. Gabriel Dunn brought in my chariot when the wind blew down the door. Ain't gonna need this house no longer.